We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Back in Fesco in the morning on a Friday, along with Bob Fesco, Josh Klingler, Kramer, who was, as Lamar Hunt Jr. said, guy wandering around with the Raiders hat on. Yeah, that's Kramer, our producer, is wearing a Raiders hat today.
Like, I don't know. Raiders, Cardinals, and Blues.
Well, he's not raised right.
No, that's clearly not. That is exactly right. As a dad, and both of us know as a dad right now, you cannot be.
Defend those things right away.
You got to raise your kids the right way. If you raise your kid as a Raider fan or a Cardinal fan, you're just raising them wrong.
We accidentally stumbled into this, Bob. It wasn't like by design, but my kids will come if there's a random game on.
Uh-huh.
Like last night, Bears and Cowboys. One or other of the kids will come in and go, which team are we supposed to be rooting for here?
Oh, my kids say that all the time.
And I'm like, I don't think that I
who are we rooting
that,
for?
But so I tell them.
Yeah, every time.
Like, now, I grew up watching the Bears. I said, I'm watching them root for the Bears tonight. It's like, oh, okay. So then he was rooting for the Bears. I said, like, I accidentally stumbled upon it, but I don't mind it.
You know, it's crazy. My kids will say that to me all the time. Who are we rooting for? And if I say, we're just watching the game, they go, then why are we watching the game?
Yeah, I get that one, too. Yeah. Well, why are you watching sports? You know,
because it's on. We like it. We enjoy it. It's something we do. Yes.
We indeed like it. Time to chat with Joe Mays. He drops by each and every week. Brought to you by the Leia Center, located at 601 Walnut Street in downtown KC. Joe, I've been, I think it was Wednesday, probably end of the show Wednesday. I'm like, all right, let's play this game. Like, I wanted the game to be on Thursday. I wanted the game to be today. Can't wait for this one coming up on Sunday. But how hard is it to go to Foxborough and get a win?
It's extremely hard. I mean, those away teams, they rarely go into Foxborough and get a win. I don't remember going into Foxborough and getting a win at all during my career with any team that I was with. It's tough to play there. And, you know, the Patriots, they play very well there. I mean, you're going to have to play mistake-free football. You're going to have to play clean football in order to beat this team.
You know, when you go into those games in Foxborough, you know they're really good. You know they cheat as well. How much of the mindset is thinking about, like, them cheating and all that other kind of stuff that they do to kind of mind warp you when you go into that place?
You don't think about that. I mean, you just kind of go in knowing that, okay, my heat warmers won't work. My radios may go in and out. You're going to the hotel, and there may be some spy there, you know, going in and seeing if anybody leaves something hanging. Like, you kind of know these things heading into the game, but you don't think about them at all. You think about going in, executing the game plan, and beating them.
Well, let's go back to the hotel stuff. Spies at the hotel going through to make sure
that
you didn't leave anything.
Plant in the corner, maybe wired.
So they got people like rolling down the Providence, checking out the hotel down there, maybe. Thinking you may leave something behind.
It's been rumors of that in the past, and I think I may have seen the spy or two when I went to Foxborough before too. So, I mean, the thing is, you know, it's all of these different things that go out about the Patriots. You know, whether they cheat, whether they don't, whether they have spies, whether these different things. I mean, at the end of the day, you still have to beat them, and they have to beat you. They have to come out and play just as well as you do. So I think, you know, it's all just tactics that, you know, it really doesn't need too much attention, you know, especially if you're focusing on the game at hand.
Did you ever play with a former Patriot and be like, bro, did all this stuff really go on? Like, are they doing all this kind of stuff? Does that get talked about?
Yes, I have. I played with a former Patriot. They don't really talk about that. They talk about the preparation that they go through.
Yeah.
And, you know, with me, I had a chance to play for Josh McDaniels. And you know, you kind of get a feel for the Patriot way. You know, if you don't know what's going on, you're not going to play. And the crazy thing about it is, they put you on front street in front of the whole team. So they ask you questions about second and mid, second and long, third and long, what teams like to do in front of the whole team. And if you don't get the question right, more than likely you're probably not going to play that week. So I think the preparation and how they get ready for teams is more important than you know, any of the tactics and other different things they use for the game.
There's all that non-disclosure stuff, Bob.
That's right. They got to sign the non-disclosure.
They don't want to talk about all that when they leave.
They're an extremely smart team. So, you know, that's why teams that give the ball away, you know, they have turnovers, they're able to capitalize on it. You know, they're extremely smart. They know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen. So you have to be equally as smart, and you have to know the game plan top to bottom, and you have to know what they're going to do as well.
Talking to Joe Mays, brought to you by the Leia Center at 601 Walnut in downtown KC. Go get your cryo on, get a massage, get all your spa needs from my guy Joe Mays down at the Leia Center. As I say every week, you take care of my wife. It's fantastic. I think for me, my man, when I look at this Patriots team and hear what you're saying, my mind kind of wanders a little bit and go, well, why don't more teams prepare the way that the New England Patriots prepare?
They do. It's just that the Patriots, they come out and jump up to a big lead. And also, you know, they're one of the most consistent teams in the NFL. You know, they play well on offense, defense, and special teams. Lately, offense hasn't been as good as they want it to be, but the defense has been able to step it up. Special teams, they've been able to step it up. And, I mean, you know, this team has a plus 18 margin when it comes to getting turnovers and giving the ball away. So, I mean, they play great overall team balanced football. And, you know, that's what the Chiefs are going to have to do this weekend.
Do you buy that Tom Brady is done storyline, or do you think he can still play?
No, he can still play. He can still play. I mean, you know, everyone goes through their rough patches. I mean, you know, Peyton Manning, he went through a little bit of a rough patch, and then he picked it up. Played well, and he took the team to, you know, AFC championship. You know, these type of things, it happens. You know, especially to the great ones. So it's nothing to really, you know, try to jump on the bandwagon about, because you're thinking about it one day, the next day he's going to come out throw for 350, throw for 4 touchdowns, and then beat you like you've never been beat before.
Joe Mays with us here on 610 Sports. Yeah, it's true. I mean, like, I know you say it does, man. Like, it's really weird. Like, I've been calling him Tom Trubisky all week because since week 4, he's been putting up the same numbers as Mitchell Trubisky. It's been really no different. But, like, when you start to do that stuff, like, that burns that fire inside that guy, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, he's probably one of the top, the you know, most competitive players in the NFL. You know, he hear what people say about him. He hear what teams are saying about him. He hear what, you know, you guys on the radio and on the TV saying about him. So he take all of those different things and bottle them up. And when it's time to go on the football field, man, that's when he really performed, and that's when he shut people up. So, I wouldn't put too much into, you know, the way he's playing right now, because he can easily come out and, you know, get everything corrected and have his team, you know, with 450, 500 total yards. So you just prepare for him.
Joe Mays drops by for his weekly visit. When you look at the Patriots defense and how well they played all season long, their numbers are fantastic. What can the Chiefs do to try to exploit some things against their defense?
Well, they're going to have a balanced defense. You know, balanced offense for sure. You know, running the ball, throwing the ball, being able to do some things that can deceive them a little bit, try to take advantages of some mismatches. And I think, you know, protecting Mahomes is going to be top priority, because they're going to come after him. I mean, they're not just going to sit back in coverage and dare him to throw the ball. I mean, they know what he can do. So, you know, they're going to try to get the ball out as quick as possible by, you know, blitzes and different things. Mahomes, you know, he's smart enough to sit back there and know what's going on and, you know, just try to play the best game that he possibly can play. No interceptions, no fumbles. You have a small margin of error when playing the Patriots, and you know you have to play as clean as possible.
When you look at this defense from a pass standpoint, they've been really good, I think, over the last 6 weeks. And Tyrann Mathieu's interception has been like the talked about play this week around the league, and all the talking heads are discussing that interception. What did you think of that interception?
I mean, the guy is amazing. You know, it was an amazing play. It was a play that you know, this defense needs. It was a play that he needed to show. And he's known for having players like this in the past, and it's great to see him, you know, be able to bring that type of playmaking ability to the Chiefs defense. And, you know, seeing that, guys are definitely going to pick up on that. You know, now that they've had a taste of what it's like to be a successful defense the last past 2 weeks. And you're kind of hoping that this is the way that they're going to play. This is the standard that they set for themselves heading into the month of December and heading into the playoffs.
All right, Joe. Well, you enjoy this one on Sunday. I know I will. I'm looking forward to it. And we will talk to you again next week, my man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me on, man. Have a good one.
You got it. Take care. Joe Mays with us here on 610 Sports Radio. It's all brought to you by the Leia Center, his spa in downtown Kansas City, 601 Walnut. You can do the full body cryo. You can do massages. You can do acupuncture. You can do yoga. They do some kind of, you know, like drinking yoga on Fridays and all that kind of stuff. So it's a lot of fun down there. Check them out at the Leia Center, 601 Walnut Street in downtown KC.
Your chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue. You just got to remember the prediction we give out. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.